pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome into the final hour of the Paul Feinbaum Show. I'm Ryan McGee, sitting in for Paul. It has been a rollicking good time today. You can join us, 855-242-PAUL, with a U, not an L. That's 242-7285, in case you don't like adding letters to your numbers on the telephone. And speaking of the telephone, we have had a lot of callers. Maybe I've been in the gas. A lot of callers on hold for a long time. We're going to get to you. Marty Smith's going to join us in about 15 minutes to talk about a lot of stuff, but obviously Marty McGee, which is on the air in 13 hours. Joe in Columbia, South Carolina is on the line. Joe, welcome into the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Hey, Mr. McGee, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Fine. I'm a first-time caller, unlike a couple of previous callers before Jim. I enjoy your rambling. So,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Listen, thank you. I enjoyed the segment that you had with Pat Bradley, and I appreciate him talking a little bit about the girls' Gamecocks tonight. And we all here in South Carolina going to be watching that game, and we never have to worry about the SEC network forgetting about the Gamecocks with Alyssa Lang on there, because she is unashamedly promotes those girls.
That's right.
But we're really pulling for them. I wanted to talk a little bit about your books. My wife at Christmas time gave me two of your books, and I've read both of them and have thoroughly enjoyed them. I was thinking when you had a call last segment about it with IMAC, you were talking about being 140 pounds, and it reminded me of the story in your book, The Circus of Baseball, and about the minor, you being an intern at the Asheville Tourist that summer. And if any of your listeners haven't gotten that book, I would encourage you, if you like minor league baseball in the Carolinas, and if you want to know the story about behind Ryan McGee's start in broadcasting, really, it's a great read, and I thoroughly enjoyed reading it. But I was thinking about two things in that book that really, I was thinking about the incident that you had in the with the beer kegs,
yeah,
and how you struggled, how you were so small and so little that you were struggling trying to get those in those nights that you were assigned to the beer coolers.
Yeah, no,
and
it
how
was
that cat.
Yeah, Julio the cat. Yeah, Joe, they're no telling how much damage I did to my back then that I'm paying for now, right?
And I also enjoyed you telling about the mascots at the Crawdads, Hickory Crawdads All-Star Game, about how the mascots got in a fight at home plate. I thought that was a classic.
Absolutely
classic. And
thank
I was
you.
Wondering if did that really happen, or did you just kind of embellish it a little bit?
No, it really happened. Call it the battle. I appreciate you bringing it up. Welcome to Circus Baseball. I actually dropped a year ago yesterday. And by the way, the Asheville Tourists have their season opener tonight. Minor league, this kind of the second half of minor league baseball is having their first home games this weekend. 100th anniversary of McCormick Field. And yeah, no, it's all true. Now, sometimes I might. It might be a little more dramatic in my brain than it actually went down. I've had some people say, I was there. I don't remember it that way. I'm like, well, how do you remember it? And they remember it dramatic, just in a completely different way. So we all, the good news is we didn't all have smartphones back then. I had to rely on my brain. Right, Joe?
I can absolutely see it happening. And I'm going to take my son and my grandson up to Asheville this summer, and we're going to see one of the games at McCormick Field with the description you gave us and everything. I also wanted, just real quickly, I wanted to tell you I also enjoyed the the road to Omaha in your 2008 description of the teams. I don't know how you got all of your research, but I mean, you go into in-depth in the locker room and the coaches' rooms. You talk about the history of Omaha. You talk about we went out in 2010, the last year that Omaha that they were playing at the old Rosenblatt, and I could just picture a lot of those places that you had along there, and those, and you are right, those people that lived along there and used their lawns for parking, and that was their livelihood. They, a lot of them made their mad money doing that World Series, and they were so sorry to see the Rosenblatt go. But anyhow, yeah, it was a it's a great read also, and just the insight. I just really enjoyed both books, and that's all I wanted to say. And I've enjoyed the show tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. And good luck to you, Gamecocks, tonight. But yeah, no, it's, and they, listen, you talk about a great minor league ballpark. They're in Columbia, where the Columbia Fireflies play, which, by the way, where Tim Tebow played. I saw Tebow play a couple games down there. What a great ballpark. And they're building all the condos and stuff around it. And back in the day, it was the Capital City Bombers. And the Capital City, the Columbia Mets, and they used to play in a little ballpark right there by Williams-Brice Stadium. But, yeah, minor league baseball is the best, man. I'm going to go see the Charlotte Knights tonight unless it's too cold. And actually, I'm going to go anyway. We'll see if the wife will go. Larry's on the line. Larry, what's up, bud?
I'm going to tell you, I'm thoroughly disappointed. Ryan, that man Jim sat there five times repetitious apologizing. That's all good, and I understand y'all's relationship. But damn, they didn't turn around and criticize you in the same phone call.
You notice that? Did you notice that?
Yeah, damn, the man sat there and apologized, and your grandmother don't call you son. Jim, she calls you grandson. And I just sat and listened to him. I used to respect that guy, but I'm going downhill with him. He is not a good caller. You hear me, Jim? No, you're not. You're a repetitious, aggravating a-hole. Quit calling the damn show would be the best thing you could do for all of us. Thank you, Ryan McGee.
Larry, y'all.
Go Tide.
Larry, y'all. All right. Hey, so control room, Jamar and Brams. Let me know here. So I'm kind of stepping into this minefield that is the Feinbaum caller bracket. So I'm looking at it here. So y'all just heard Larry and Shelby, who outlasted Squirrel. Which, by the way, what a country, right? Look at this bracket. You just get to read this out loud. Squirrel, AJ, Impel City, Larry, Shelby, I-Man. Squirrel, I mean, Handsome Joe. I mean, this sounds like WrestleMania is this weekend. This sounds like WrestleMania. We got Handsome Joe, Dwayne and Nola. I mean, yeah. It's too good. I mean, the regions alone are worthy. And the fact that Shelby gets its own region, that's fantastic. So Larry and Shelby versus Legend, and my understanding, I was a little busy this week. I wrote three stories for ESPN.com, running around. But my understanding is there is some controversy surrounding Dominic. Some ballot harvesting, some ballot. It's been a hot topic. I don't get into politics. Y'all know that. When you're sitting in here for Paul, all the TVs are on all the political channels because Paul loves that stuff. Political science major, by the way, at the University of Tennessee. But Paul, a hot topic in politics, right, is fixing ballots and voter fraud and all that stuff, and there's a lot of people angry about this. So that's why I'm here. I'm told that I'm brought in here because I am an impartial, like, I'm a judge. I can come in and talk about these things without an emotional attachment. I watch polls, apparently. So in the end, and then, by the way, brought in because of my, you know, I hit it down the middle and all that, and apparently I'm talking too much right now. So I don't know what the hell to do. Davis, my friend, you've been on hold for 3 hours, and I apologize. I didn't realize. If I'd have noticed it, I would have gone to you sooner.
You don't need to apologize to me. It was a New York City minute. Mr. Ryan McGee, we all know where the crossroads are. My dad's favorite was the King. Mine was David Pearson. My son was the Rainbow Warriors. My grandson is Chase Elliott. Who's your favorite NASCAR driver?
I was a Richard Petty guy, man. I'm from North Carolina, and the King was the King. And then when the King quit driving, and I loved Harry Gant, Taylorsville, North Carolina, Skull Bandit, 33 car. And I loved Harry Gant because my first car was an Oldsmobile, and that's what Harry was running back in the day. But I'm a Richard Petty guy. And so the King is the King, and long live the King.
Thank you for your wisdom and discernment, sir.
I appreciate it, Davis. That's a tough house, man. If Richard Petty is the favorite of one driver, you know what? It's like so many of these houses down there in Alabama listen to us today where somebody in the marriage went to Alabama and somebody in the marriage went to Auburn. If you grew up in the Carolinas, if somebody in the house loved David Pearson and somebody in the house loved Richard Petty, then somebody was going to throw a turkey bone at somebody during Thanksgiving. That's just how that was going to go. Speaking of rednecks eating, Marty Smith is straight ahead. He's going to join us on the hotline. I think that's our theme music right there. So can I say it's – no, I can't say it. It's the Paul Feinbaum Show, but we're going to do a Marty McGee takeover for just a few minutes straight ahead.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
It's the Paul Feinbaum Show. It is not Marty McGee, though I called it that multiple times. I think it's gotten better, though. I called it multiple times in the first hour of the show. I haven't done it, I don't think, since then because I'm conscious of talking too much. Joining us now is someone else who apparently talks too much, Marty Smith. Marty, by the way, reminder, we're on the air. Marty Smith McGee's on the air in 12 hours and 42 minutes.
Yeah, about 12 hours. I got to go to bed soon.
You won't?
I won't, no.
So we've had I've had a lot of call. I haven't done this show in a long time. I had a lot of callers today, and they apparently think I talk too much. And we've had at least one caller who said you talk too much.
Isn't that the reason for the show? It's 4 hours of live television. It's designed to talk too much.
Like, it is sports talk. Like, I feel like there's sports in it, and you're supposed to talk about it, right?
Well, that's the way I feel about it, too. Well, what have you been talking about? The Final Fours? The respective men's and women's Final Four?
We have. We had Darian Fisher in the men's Final Four. We had Steph and the host of the greatest host in SEC Network, Liz Lang. They were all from the women's Final Four. And then we had Shooter on here talking about the men's Final Fours. We talked a lot of basketballs. So what do you think? You have seen Alabama in person so much over the last several seasons. You know, I laugh because we're talking earlier about Nate Oates in his press conference leading to the Final Four, and every question was like, well, you know, Coach, no one expects you to win it. Coach, no one expects you to win it. You think Alabama can win it?
I think it's going to be really hard. UConn's really good. And it's fascinating. I mean, you know what a nerd I am about. The ability to do it, but the ability to sustain it, and what a different level that is. And the conviction with which you have to prepare, you have to arrange your roster in today's collegiate athletics in order to sustain, only adds to that fascination. And Dan Hurley, has just done such a great job this year. They win it last year, and he's just done such a great job this year of not taking his foot off the throttle. But I do really appreciate what Coach Oates has done. I did not think they would get to the Final Four. I didn't, because they haven't defended. And I've seen them live a couple times, you know, during our Super Tuesday broadcast with Carl and Jimmy, and then we saw them in the SEC tournament make an early exit. And so I felt like that inclination was validated, and then they get to the NCAA tournament and they have defended better. And what do we always say? Man, in March, by God, you better have some guards. Well, not only is Mark Sears a great guard, he's one of the best players in America. And then you add Grant Nelson really, really coming, taking his game to another level. It has resulted in Alabama being in this position. And McGee, Nate, Coach Oates is a bit of a revolutionary here in college basketball, because he was one of the first guys who really embraced analytics. And I mean, not just, okay, this guy usually shoots this percentage from here and maybe his mid-range game isn't as strong. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about tendencies of, if the guy catches the basketball in the post with his left hand, here's what usually happens. And the preparation that's involved as a result of that has been a massive for Alabama basketball. But congratulations to them. I think it's awesome that they've gotten this far. I'm glad I don't have to pick. My Final Four is trash, as many, including many UConn fans who let me know that I'm an idiot for picking Auburn to beat them in the Sweet 16, and then Auburn got beat in the first round. So I do think Alabama's got a puncher's shot. I think UConn's going to be real tough.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Nate Oates fascinates me, and I don't really know him. We've had him on Marty McGee, and obviously he's been on Feinbaum a zillion times. Dude was coaching high school basketball barely a decade ago. What your interactions with him and everything, quite frankly, not just on the court but off the court, that he's had to navigate over the last 2 years. We made a really big deal out of the fact that Dawn Staley has 5 new starters in the Final Four. Had to hit a reset button, still went undefeated. But Nate Oates also had to hit a reset button, talent-wise, and mentality and all those things. But for folks that don't know him, aren't around him, what do you tell them about Nate Oates?
Well, he's very smart, first of all. He's very thoughtful. He did have a – last year was really tough.
I think, on him personally, with the, everything that went on with the Brandon Miller situation and how he had to navigate that. And it's like, you know, in my book, we talk about crisis management and how you don't know how to manage a crisis until the crisis is in your lap. You can think you're prepared, but there's no manuscript and no book and no real tutelage that you can prepare yourself for that type of scenario. And you're just doing it real time. And so, you know, he comes into this year and does have a revamped roster other than Sears. And you go, okay, we know that they can score the basketball. That's what they're going to do. But can they play defense very well in regular season and in the conference tournament? So obviously he was able to change something as they got into the NCAA tournament. But I've been around him quite a bit, and I'll never forget, man, one of the real moments that I had with Coach Oates was the day the world shut down, because I was covering the SEC tournament. Commissioner Sankey ultimately cancels that tournament, but we all stayed that evening. And the next morning I got up and I was staying in a Marriott property in Nashville, and there was one of those concierge lounges. Well, it happened to be Alabama's team hotel. And I was up there in that concierge lounge all by myself, and I was chatting with the young lady who was the attendant in there, and she was sharing with me that it was her last day because the hotel was going to be shutting down that concierge lounge. And then it's starting to sort of hit me, the broader scope of what's happening. And then Coach Oates walked in with his family, and it was just his family and me in there. And he sat down beside me at this sort of bar bench area that oversees the entire city. And we're both sitting there eating our oatmeal and trying to analyze what the hell just happened and what it means. And, oh, it'll only be a couple weeks. You know, life will be back to normal here in a couple weeks. Yeah. And I think a lot of us have those stories that kind of, that was our perspective or our thought process. And then the next time I saw him, I think, was that next fall at an Alabama Ole Miss football game, I think. And sitting there going, dude, can you even believe that we're in this situation? But he's done a really good job with those analytics, like I said, and in a lot of ways made a lot of other coaches pay attention to that.
Hey, when I called you earlier today, what were you doing? Are you willing to share that?
Oh, yeah, I'll share it. I mean, we'll talk about it tomorrow on our show because it's certainly befitting our show. On Wednesday night in Nashville, we had a grand opening for a bar called Chiefs. It's Eric Church's Bar. And it was an amazing event. Eric played some songs, and there was a bunch of famous people there, and I was overserved. And so us being in our, you know, mid to late 40s here, we don't really bounce back quite the same way we once did. And so I was on the way to get an IV. Or did I call you after my IV?
You called me after, IV. You were ready. You were fired. You were ready to go. Like you were energized.
Man, though, it brought me back to life. It was like So I originally went on the internet and chose the super hangover IV, but I ultimately, when I got in there, the lady was like, "Well, do you feel sick?" I said, "No, I just feel old." She goes, "Well, then we're gonna change you to the super athlete." And I'm like, "Oh, all right. Well, that's good."
That's what the IV was called, dude, the super athlete?
Yeah, the super athlete.
Okay.
And so I sat there and got a lot of IV fluid, and now I feel like I'm ready to go run Boston Marathon again.
All right. So you got so overserved on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, Friday afternoon, I went and got an IV.
You got an IV on Friday afternoon. Oh.
Trust me, man. Remember, just picture yourself at the 2022 Miami Grand Prix.
Right. Yep.
And,
yeah.
I don't remember how late you stayed out that night. I know it was a substantial commitment, but Some buddies and I went. I was still on Broadway in a 3 o'clock hour.
Right.
And yeah.
For folks that watch, listen to Marty McGee, then you know the story. But at the Miami Grand Prix, 2 years ago, I went out with my friends who cover Formula One. They're all from England, and I never see them. And we went out in Miami, and I barely made it to the show. At 7 in the morning, and I almost threw up on Mario Andretti's shoes. And it was 9,000 degrees. And Marty and I decided we're going to wear these Miami Vice costumes, and I had found this cheap polyester jacket at, the Goodwill. And it was so hot, and I'm just throwing down fluids, and it is not helping. And Mario Andretti literally looked at me in the commercial break and went, "You all right?" I go, "No." He goes, "I could tell." I was, "Is that obvious?"
Yeah, you were a mess. I was a mess, and I was nothing compared to you, dude.
And he's like, just don't. And that's when Mario said, "Well, these are really expensive shoes. Don't throw up on them." And that's when I was like, "Oh, okay." So I could have used me a super athlete hangover.
It was like a
IV.
That party the other night was like a daggum SEC coaches convention. Drink was there. Coach Freeze was there.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a big old time.
They love Chief.
They do love Chief. They love Eric.
And y'all,
their buddies are there.
And y'all,
so they get in there and they get to see him play some songs in the bar. It actually opens to the public tonight.
All right.
And every single one of you listening and watching the Paul Feinbaum Show, hosted by Ryan McGee, if you go to Nashville, Tennessee, go to Chiefs. Trust me. It is a piece of art.
Yeah.
Six floors, rooftop bar.
Yeah.
Rodney Scott is doing the barbecue, who's an absolute barbecue icon.
Royalty. BBQ royalty.
And a great man, by the way. Yeah. Just a great dude. And just make sure you go to Chiefs and spend every dollar you have, please.
But save just a little bit to go get you a super athlete IV.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I will. I'll see you next door to where I'm sitting right now in 12 hours and
right at 28 hours.
Minutes. Yep. All right, bud. See
I'm in the process. I know you got to probably go to commercial break. I'll shut up. I'm in the process of editing my Rory McIlroy sit down for Augusta, which after our show tomorrow, I go to Augusta for 10 days.
There you go.
For the 88th Masters Tournament, and I cannot wait.
There you go. Get you an IV. Go to Augusta. Thanks, man.
Appreciate you. Yeah, get you some Zyrtec too, by God. All right, y'all be good. See you in the morning, buddy.
Marty Smith, y'all. Did we talk too long? Did we talk too much, y'all? We didn't take any callers or anything. Do we just keep talking and talking and talking and talking? It's the Paul Feinbaum Show. We got 30 minutes left for me to just talk and talk and talk and talk and blah, 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 blah.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
And we are back. It is the Paul Feinbaum Show. We got a little less than 30 minutes to go. I want to thank everybody for joining us thus far. Thank you to Marty Smith for joining us. I'm glad he's feeling better. Man, you got to get really going to require an IV 2 days later. Legend's on the line. Legend, welcome into the show, bud.
Hey, Marty, what's going on, my friend? You doing okay, dude?
Yeah, man. How you doing?
Good, man. Welcome to the Feinbaum house. We're a little crazy here. We got some issues, man.
I noticed that. I know, some therapy might be advised, but that's all right. I love y'all because of it.
Man, and this Feinbaum family, we got Saban Knights running rapid, and then we just got some straight psychos, man. I'll just be honest with you, man. But fanatics, baby. That's what it's all about. That's what being a fan is all about.
No, I tell my wife all the time, don't make fun of that guy wearing all that gear over there. It looks like a crazy person. That old boy right there paid my mortgage. So you don't make fun of the fans.
Yeah. You'd be a manager somewhere on the telephone or in a ditch with me in construction. Who knows, brother?
That's right.
Who knows?
That's right.
Thank God. Hey, man, I like to say this right here. On a very serious note, of just how proud I am of the Alabama fan base, and specifically the Alabama basketball fans. I have been an Alabama basketball fan for over 55 years, and brother, I want to tell you, no fan base in the world deserves a Final Four more than the Alabama basketball fans, man. And this one right here is for T.R. Dunn, for Bobby Lee Hurt, for Ian Swatley. For Buck Johnson, baby. Yeah, for Jim Farmer. Yeah, for Hollywood Robinson. For Wilt. For Derek McKee, Robert Hardy. For all the Alabama players that put on the crimson and white, baby, and got down and represented. We love y'all. This is for all y'all, for everybody, for Alabama Nation. I'm so proud of the Alabama fan base. And I'm proud of the SEC this year, man. They got down, man. We put the ACC to shame as far as I'm concerned. We done took over as an elite basketball conference. I'm proud of all the teams this year, man. But it's Alabama left standing. And, Marty, correct me if I'm wrong, but a UConn reporter called Mark Sears a little munchkin guard. What the hell's wrong with that dude right there, man? Call Mark Sears a munchkin. Listen, I will say this right here. This game reminds me of the 93 Sugar Bowl in football between Alabama and Miami. UConn got the same kind of arrogant, I'm better than everybody else attitude, just like Miami had coming into the Sugar Bowl at 93 when we put a foot in that hurricane butt. They call on our guards munchkins. They're in interviews already talking about the Monday night title game. I want to tell you something. You're about to see a shocker tomorrow. I'm thinking Alabama's going to shock the world tomorrow. We're going to shoot about 53s, and if we can hit 20 of them, we are going to shock the world, baby. We are going to shock the world. Hey, Marty, are you a big baseball fan?
Yeah.
Big SEC baseball fan?
Yeah, I love baseball. Wrote a book about it.
So when I say the name Heston Kerstad, you would know who I'm talking about then, wouldn't you?
I do, yes.
Had a 10 RBI game the night before last for the Orioles AAA squad at Northport. Big left-hander out of Arkansas. Thank you, Arkansas. A 10 RBI game, brother. I'm telling you about Orioles with Jackson Holliday, Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Heston Kerstad, we're loaded. Gonna be a dynasty like Alabama football, baby. Love the Alabama fans. So proud of you. Raise the A tomorrow, regardless what happens. We made the promised land. And, baby, I never thought I'd see it. Marty, don't let the family and the house drive you crazy, bro, because we're insane. Love you, dude.
Legend has left the building. Those of you who know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about. AJ, Pell City, what's going on?
Mr. McGee, I'm glad you know what you're talking about, because I'm just going to tell you straight up, Legend don't know a damn thing about what he's talking about. Stay off of Google. You finally made it to a Final Four, Legend. And I mean, you know, I had to get on Google and look them players up so you could sound like you was – going to make sense and make a good call. That was terrible. You need to quit rubbing that genie, because they're going to get UConn'd tomorrow night. Go shock the world! But now, Mr. McGee, I've never met you, but I tell you, it's been a great show, but and I hate that we made under these circumstances because I need you to hold my beer. Jim, let me tell you something, you old wretched goat. That was the most half-hearted apology that I've ever heard my entire life, Jim. And then you want to retract it back with some sarcasm. I mean, your tongue keeps getting in the way of your own damn self, Jim. Your head's been so damn big for so damn long. That's why you did what you did a long time ago. That's why you did what you did today. And that boy over at Chris from South Carolina, you're a joke, dude, calling here getting disrespectful on people. You need your Clemson ass kicked, too, because a real Tiger, the Auburn Tigers, that's what we'll do if we see you. And I guarantee you that. And, Jim, go back to bed because your big-ass head ought to be dead, or damn eagle.
That was like a rap, wasn't it, right there? That rhymed.
It was.
Daniel, North Carolina, how we doing, buddy?
What's up, Ryan? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Thanks for staying on hold. Appreciate that.
Yeah, so for the listeners out there, I actually know you personally, calling from little old Wingate. How about that?
Oh, there you go. Go Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs. Yeah, I'm sort of calling an audible here because a gentleman from Columbia sort of parlayed my original idea, so I got to call an audible, do my best Joe Burrow impersonation, so to speak. Go Tigers, G-E-A-U-X Tigers, by the way.
Nice.
But anyway, that's besides the point. It's a special call for me, the first time caller, and you've obviously know me personally, but I want to take the time to say thank you to your family. And the reason why I'm saying thank you to Ryan's family, folks, is because his dad hired my dad at Wingate University a long time ago. And it's a little tribute to my dad, who is retiring in the month of May. So in about a month from now, my dad's going to be retiring after 36 years of service as a professor at Wingate University, my alma mater, in my hometown. So, Ryan, I just want to say publicly thank you so much for being good to me and for your family being good to mine. I wouldn't have had the life I had without your family. So thank you very much. Go Dogs. And by the way, if y'all haven't purchased Sidelines of Bloodlines book detailing Ryan's dad's career as a college football official, y'all really need to do that. So, speaking of books, you mentioned the anniversary of Welcome to the Circus of Baseball.
Yep.
And he mentioned people singing the national anthem. I kind of know what that's like a little bit.
You do. I got to sing about it.
Yeah. I'm singing it again this year, as you know. But for those of you all in the Charlotte area, I'll be singing the national anthem for the Charlotte Knights on July the 11th. So I know that call was kind of all over the place, and I appreciate you being patient with me. Thanks, Ryan.
No, Daniel Sykes, you're the best, buddy. Yep. His dad's a legend out at Wingate University, where my dad was president for a couple of decades, and that place has meant so much to my life. But, yeah, it's he's a good guy, Daniel. Known him his whole life, and he's a great story. But, yeah, and I appreciate the call, and I appreciate everybody plugging my books. I promise those weren't plants. That's just how that went. And Marty plugged his book, too. So we always talk about we're going to have the Time Life Marty McGee Library where you can order the books. And that was Marty wrote his books, and McGee, I wrote my books. Again, if you know, you know what I'm saying right now. I kind of have a rule, by the way. I do these radio interviews all around the country, very fortunate to do it. But the rule is if you call me Marty, I usually just hang up and I make a call back. I do it all the time because everyone knows my first name is and McGee. Because Marty and I look so much alike. I think that's probably why people make that mistake all the time. My daughter finally told me, no, Dad, they think that's your first name because it's Marty and McGee. So I don't know.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.